You know what time it is. Welcome to Great Table Talk. Childhood friends coming together to make a difference in our everyday community. Enjoy this week's episode.
Welcome to Great Table Talk. It's your girl, Cash. And you know,
it's me,
Brandon.
As always,
me. And Pat, how you do?
And our special guest.
Kiki. You know, y'all know y'all singing it, right?
Yeah.
Kiki, thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome.
You know.
Okay, let me get into a hot topic.
Straight into it.
We were talking about this before we started recording. Let's discuss the whole Monique and Steve Harvey interview. What's your take on it, Brandon? Now, we may fight. This camera may shake in a minute.
You sure want me to kick this off?
I want you to kick it off.
All right. I always have 2019 campaigns, and this is my new campaign. We have to stop. We have to stop giving each other bad advice. Let's start there.
Okay.
Because I think we give each other such bad advice. You know what I'm saying? Are we trying to revolt? Are we trying to start something that's like, are you sure you want to do that? You sure you want to make them people mad like that? Huh? Are you sure about that? Why do we always second guess our brothers and sisters when they're obviously on a mission? Why are we not helping each other fulfill our missions and destiny?
Okay, so if I come to you and I tell you, I want to open up an ice cream hall. Even though there's 8 other ice cream haulers in a 2-block radius.
Right. And you know who I am? I am open that ice cream shop. But you know who most people are?
What's that?
Are you sure you want to open that ice cream shop? Are you sure people are even still eating ice cream?
All right.
It's cold today. You wouldn't even make no money today.
So the naysayers.
It's too many.
Okay, let me just say something. Anything I feel like you have a passion to do, I think you should go for it. I do believe that some things, you need some people around you to bring a little wisdom. Okay, now let's go back to this whole...
Going back to the topic of...
Monique and Steve Harvey.
What are you actually saying about bad advice?
Okay.
How do you say you don't see the bad advice?
No, right? I see it. I know. Because I just want you to put it out there.
We got to say it for the people.
All right.
Let me do the backup. Of course, as you know, that Monique was on the Steve Harvey show. And she was discussing... Yeah. Well, they were having a conversation about how Monique was upset with Netflix and she called for the boycott.
Right.
And then when she called for the boycott, Steve Harvey was basically saying that she went about it the wrong way.
Right.
That we can't get out here handling ourselves in this particular way when it's the money game, not the, you know, integrity game. So, what's your take on it? What's the bad advice that Steve Harvey said to Monique?
First of all, money over integrity is the first. That's the biggest flaw in the whole theory. But the thing is, just like it, successful people are people that actually accomplish something should never be the ones to detract anybody, because when Steve Harvey was sleeping out of his car, like he loves to say about his story,
yeah,
and he said he was going to be a star, well, who was to believe that? He took a dream and he made it real, and now people have the same goals and tendencies. Instead of him saying, you can do it, he's, oh, you sure you want to do that?
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. Steve Harvey was speaking about Monique, how she went about, like, she basically speaking her point, and she went about it the wrong way by cussing out, you know, Oprah, and it just was mishandled in a professional way. For her to be on a level that she is, she could have handled it a different way.
Right.
Now, is Steve Harvey, some of the stuff that he said, was it right? No, the way, you know, I felt like the whole situation should have been behind cameras anyway.
Absolutely.
It shouldn't have been broadcasted like that.
And that's what she said.
That should have been a brother-sister conversation.
Absolutely, and that's what
like
I thought.
Like we're talking about right now.
I think that's an indictment of personal fakeness. Because it's basically saying that you got to be a certain way until you get to a certain place, and then you have to change.
No, I
do believe my $1,000 issue is different than my $1 million issue.
I got no problem with that. But what I'm saying is that if your truth is your truth, it doesn't matter where you're at. If she chose to handle that the way she did, that's who she is. He's basically saying, don't be who you are. Be somebody else to them.
That's a fair point.
Yeah, but he was saying also, too, if you do this, you got to prepare for the consequences. So
when you
out there and you step out on that ground, you got to be able to handle those consequences. Whatever it is in life,
right.
If you out there selling drugs. Okay, we all trying to get the bag. But if you trying to get that bag, be prepared to suffer those consequences if you get caught up.
She's old enough to understand that, though. What I'm saying is that if somebody makes a stand, if she did it, she understood what she was doing. I don't need you to double back and question my integrity on this. I need you to either stand with me and get out of my way.
We all do things far from. I mean, we're not perfect. We are imperfect people, right? And because we're imperfect people, we may do some things at times that we could have done better. So hindsight. All right. You don't do everything right. Right. So because I don't do everything right.
You go ahead and be like this right here. All right, Michelle. You've been running with this man. We don't like this man. And we think you don't handle stuff when you're with this man.
Word up.
You separate from this man, now you go back to this man. I won't question you. Why?
Girl.
Aren't you grown enough to make your own decision? Don't you know what's best for you?
Yes.
As a woman?
Right.
Because you're an adult.
Right.
Who am I to question that?
But that's different.
No, it's not.
It is different. Even Monique said she could have went about some things a little differently.
Look, what I'm saying is that if I got angry in a situation, yeah. But to question how I handled it and tell me that I didn't handle it right because I got to deal with who I'm going to offend on the other end, no, I don't. No, I don't because I'm grown.
Okay, now I think that's a different point. I think that's a different point. Now, I may offend people, but the way, again, this is the only thing I disagree with Monique about. She went, got on stage and saying that Oprah, Tyler Perry, can SM, you know, D. I'm not saying it. SMD.
She basically said.
And that's not the company.
Yeah.
Although in that moment, now let me be honest. You know, when with our family, we be saying some stuff. Or when our friends, we have some stuff. But that's not anything I want to be. And I think in that moment that she was in, it felt good. And I think she did apologize for that part of it.
I'm all for that. All for it.
But I'm just saying,
I appreciate that part of it.
But let's talk about the Steve Harvey, the bad side about this, the flip side of it. Because Steve did say some stuff that was kind of, like, we used the word cooning.
Okay, let's talk about cooning. Which, this is what we were discussing before.
Explain the word cooning.
Explain the word cooning.
To people that don't know.
y'all sure y'all
no, want Kiki, to? No, Kiki, we need you to jump in.
Y'all sure you want to sit this in my lap?
No, you have to explain the word. We're going to let B explain the word. But we want you to jump in on this conversation.
We all for that.
What is cooning?
Be careful what you say, Nimble.
Yeah.
I'm telling you now. Your principles are your principles. And sometimes people expose themselves because I always say that we've got to rally around each other first. Let's not even make that about race. Let's just say, period.
Mm-hmm.
You support your own. You don't contradict them. Like I said, definitely not publicly. Privately, you can have whatever conversation you want. But publicly? Publicly, we have to rally around each other because it's much like how everybody else does things. You don't see other races eat their own the way that we do. And we have to stop that.
Okay, that's true.
Because it's going to be a whole lot of right and wrong.
That's true.
But it's not enough support. Because I don't care if you reprimand me in private. But don't do it publicly.
I agree.
Well, that's the same thing I was saying about Steve when he was talking about Monique when she made her decision to say what she had to say.
It could have been a phone call.
Don't do that in public. That's all.
Yeah.
I agree with Steve on that part. Mm-hmm. A lot of shit that he was saying on that show, some of the stuff I just wasn't for. And I'm like, you know, Monique was right.
Yeah.
Standing up for what she believed. Yeah. But man, come on, dog. You can't.
Yeah.
He was like, this we black out here. Yeah. This is about the money.
Yeah, and like,
man, come on.
I said, what?
Nah, see, come on now, dog.
Say what? And I agree. I mean, a prime example of that is, let's talk about the Republican Party. Trump was running for president.
Oh, Lord.
They never, I'm just going to talk about just overall a high level. When he was running for president, he made it to the nominee because he had the most money and pushes, and everybody's like, okay. Even Republicans like, we got to vote for this fool. But later on, he used to say some crazy stuff. They used to get on the camera like, I don't agree with the same views as our president. Like, they were annoyed, but they weren't going to say anything. It ain't terrible about him.
That same thing. Like I said.
You get what I'm saying? But they're not going to eat each other like that.
You know what I'm saying? We would rather be represented by whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, chip away at the base. And that's why we can't stand firm in the things we do because we don't have the base. We keep chipping away at the base. We keep knocking the legs off everything that we do.
Okay, so if we see Raheem out there acting a fool, and you know Raheem wouldn't change. And you've tried to reach Raheem on multiple occasions, and you can't get through to Raheem.
Well, that's not a.
So you won't go on Instagram and be like Raheem?
but I'm not. Like, I'm not going to even. I'm not going to give a spotlight to that. Because that's the thing that we do too. Mm-hmm. We would rather talk about Raheem that's on the corner than talk about Mr. John that's down the street that's been doing what he's supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
We give too much attention to the negativity than we do the positivity.
Right. Okay.
Because there's other things to focus on.
Fair enough.
We keep trying to save lost people. Why?
So Raheem needs to be out there. If you have Raheem's ear, you don't think you need to get out there and tell Raheem?
Nah, but if Raheem not accepted to listening to what you're saying, Raheem gonna continue doing what he gonna do. You can't save a grown man that has, you know, he know exactly what he's doing. And we didn't told Raheem 27 times that he's back in and out of jail. You can't save that.
Okay.
You're wasting energy.
We got
bigger fish to catch.
We got a cat around here that then withdrew himself from the United States altogether. He's not even a citizen. Man doesn't even consider himself a citizen of the United States at all. You know what I'm saying? Do you think the United States is worried about him and trying to draw him back into the union?
No.
If you want to be a nationalist or whatever that is you call it, you're going to do that.
But
we're going to leave you alone and contact the people that are still...
But in that same token, you telling us not to speak on it in public. Let Raheem do what he do, but we need not speak on it in public.
Because those, like Fed was talking about consequences, those consequences are going to be those things. What you can give him is the word. What he takes it or not, he has it. Now, when they sit him down and he has time to think on what he's been told, he's going to have a chance to make another decision. But I'm not going to keep pouring energy into anyone
I agree.
We all had the same opportunity.
Yeah.
So I chose to go the path of becoming a successful entrepreneur or whatever it is. I never been in those sorts of trouble because I had a father figure in my life that told me right and wrong. And if I feared that.
Right.
If I tested him, and I knew the consequences of fear was my daddy.
And I was Raheem.
Right.
He's exactly right. You know what?
You were Raheem.
You know what? How did we turn the story around?
Yeah, that's all I'm making.
Like, you don't feel sorry for those people because they're not thinking like that. Like, we like to put our own perception on people. Like, we like to make it like they think like we think. They don't. They think like they think. That's why they're doing what they do.
Okay. But I still feel like I'm my brother's keeper.
No.
To a certain extent.
No.
What? I'm my brother's keeper.
Y'all didn't want me to do this, but I'm going to go ahead and do this. See, when Gail was sitting down there talking to them little girls. You know what I'm saying?
We told him.
This is what we do. We say women have the right to make their own decisions. They get to a certain age. We're going to feminist movements, whatever they was.
Mm-hmm.
But once that woman makes a decision that's against our morals, she wrong. If that woman sits there and say that she's happy in her autonomous relationship with R. Kelly with her other girl sitting next to her, that's her business.
Now we take
it's
this
not
away.
For Gail to be able to say, she don't agree, he too old. Look, it's older men with young women all over the place.
Okay.
It's a couple older women with some younger men all over the place. But we ain't talking about that.
But if
why do we keep putting our prejudices on people and forcing them to accept
you them? Have some people that think getting with children are okay. And a child may be rebelling and acting a fool.
Look, we let the
You got what I'm just saying.
We let the law take care of that.
But
we're
who
talking
makes
about
the law?
Personal opinion.
Imperfect people make the law, right? Put past the law. The dollar, imperfect people. Pass certain laws.
So is Gail a judge?
No, I didn't say that. Gail did not enforce.
Is she a defense attorney?
Absolutely not. But I
is
think
she a
the
prosecutor?
Bigger issue here is
no. Keep
if something
your personal preferences to yourself.
Okay, so your personal preferences keep to yourself, but depending on the law to do right by you.
Well, I didn't say depend on where we gotta address that judicial system in a whole nother lane.
Okay.
All I'm saying
but you threw
is that
up the law.
I did not like all the prejudices coming out of Gail's mouth. All right. That's
look,
what I'm saying because that's just
if these were children, I have grown people that are my children.
Yeah.
But they still depend on me for almost everything, right? So I really don't consider you no adult at 18. I love my kids, but they are not really adults yet.
Same.
And saying that,
keep the same
if
energy.
I see
keep the
them
same energy.
Headed down the wrong path, it is my responsibility to speak on it.
So, did she have the same energy with them parents that she had with them kids?
I don't know. Hmm? Did she
have the same energy?
She did ask them, did they try to sell their children off? a lot of the stuff, again, I don't want to go into this whole because I ain't want to discuss this topic. We are going to live in this what we usually do when we get.
It's a hot topic. Ooh. Does it feel hot?
No, it is hot. All right. Flip over this table. But listen, at the end of the day, when something is not right, it's our responsibility to be our brother's keepers to a certain extent.
To a certain extent.
You get what I'm saying? And if something seems strange, if somebody's being brainwashed,
a manipulator,
I can speak on that.
So, R. Kelly is manipulating these young girls just like Gayle and them is manipulating the world with their little opinions.
Boy,
and they manipulating the masses with their theories of how things are going.
Hmm? How you say?
Is that
let's go. I can't deal with him. I want to move on.
The media pushes you in the direction that they want you to go, right? That's manipulation, right?
Of course.
All right, then.
Of course. So you don't watch the news just because of that?
Nah, I don't too much get into that. Like, I will get the subject from the news, mm-hmm. and then I'll research it on my own. Because
Fair enough.
It has the slant.
That's fair enough.
It has the slant.
I mean, I'm all
about
exposure.
Did you hear the president say they got fake news out here?
He say it all the time. Anytime they disagree with him, it's fake news. But anywho.
Because the president is the greatest person in the country, right? That's what they tell you, right?
No, that's not what they say. That's not what my news say. That's not what my news say.
That's what they say. That's why I say, but you're going to listen to the news and listen to the media. I'm trying to tell
Kiki
you.
Kiki is playing it so safe. She ain't seen say nothing this whole
time. We're going to drag in or something.
We about to drag
sometimes you got to play it safe. You got to play it safe, man.
Let's get into the main reason that we gather here today. I'm going to let you take it. Oh. Let's introduce beautiful Kiki. Do you love me? I just can't say it without saying it.
Look, Kiki, before we get started, just give us that laundry list of stuff that you do. Tell everybody what you do before we even get into everything.
Let's
so
talk about
give
it.
A little backdrop to some of the questions.
I have a list, y'all. I really have a list.
Mm-hmm.
I own three businesses.
Three.
We ain't working hard enough. I ain't working hard enough.
So, my first business that I most accumulate mm-hmm. a gross pay from is Kiki braided me. I braid hair.
Mm-hmm.
I just braid. I don't do sew-ins quickly, none of that.
Okay.
Because I feel as if I see multiple people doing it, I'm not drawn to it. I get mm-hmm. you know, bored easily.
Okay.
But I've been braiding since I was 13. I started off in my mama's house.
She's just 16, but go ahead.
I'm 16. I started off in my mama's house, you know. Justice,
uh-huh.
you know, finished with that, didn't use that degree. Had my second child, mm-hmm. my little girl, okay, and then she started doing, you know, acting, modeling.
Mm-hmm.
I was a substitute teacher then, Hornby High, 5 years after that.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, when she was acting in mine, I couldn't get off from work, so I was like, you know, Deshaun, maybe, you know, my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Either I'm gonna have to stop working or she's gonna have to stop acting. And of course, it's that little girl, he gonna ask her what she wants to do. Daddy, I want to keep acting, I want to keep modeling, she keep quit your job. So when I'm sitting home, bored, ain't doing nothing, I'm calling Deshaun, I'm bored, I don't have nothing to do. You know, and they're not getting no calls, you know, to go out and audition.
Uh-huh.
I started back braiding hair again, mm-hmm. full time, and it was like, post your work on Facebook, so I started doing that. Accumulated client, my clientele is rose to, I think it's maybe like 425 right now.
All right.
Yes, I have a website.
That should be celebrated. Tell us your website.
My website is Schedulicity.
Oh, it's not KikiDoYouLoveMe.com?
No, it's not that at all. It's not that at all.
Now say it again.
It's Kiki Braiding Me on the website.
Okay.
It's Schedulicity.
Okay.
I do have a business account on Facebook. I do have a business account on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
What else? I have everything listed. Like, I basically put everything on my website because I really hate talking on the phone. When I do specials and when I do giveaways, I'm always like, text only.
Right.
Even though I get calls, still text
right.
only.
Right.
So, that's my favorite business.
Okay.
My second business is Kiki's Sweet Creations.
Kiki's Sweet Creations.
It's sweet. I do birthday parties.
Okay.
Weddings, whatever. It's basically like maybe strawberries. When people order the most
okay.
Candy apples.
Okay.
You can get it designed any way you want. There is a website coming for that. I just have a business page on Facebook and Instagram for that, and it's under Kiki's Sweet Creations.
So what if I want a life size? Rice Krispie treat model of myself for my 40th birthday. Make me skinnier though. I have my waistline in. I want to be. Can you do that?
No.
Oh. I don't think nobody can. But what I just, I'm gonna just.
I can't work that miracle. I can't work that miracle.
You ain't bringing no sweets to the set.
No, I mean, you could have, you could have, you know, right?
Don't blame me. This is Brenda's fault.
Yeah.
I got here this morning and he asked me.
Yeah.
I'm always prepared.
That is Brandon for you. I'm gonna tell you
right here.
But that is we appreciate what she did do because she brought stuff today. We did a community breakfast.
Right.
Fed some kids. Fed some people out today. And that's part of building that base. Like I said, we wanna start with a solid base.
Absolutely.
In this community. We want a home base. We want a safe place. We want a place that our kids feel comfortable. We want to build relationships with our kids. I mean, you got to think that we had kids in here, 10, 11 years old, that are smart enough to know that, you know, parents' kids need relationships. And sometimes those parents' kids' relationships aren't as good as they need to be.
Right. Fair enough. And not for nothing, you all have done not just this event. You've done several events for this community. And I'm just telling you, I mean, I can check y'all out.
And she's always a part
and
of it.
She's always a part of it. That's right. I mean, kudos. I didn't get an invite. No. I see it, but that is much appreciated.
When we put on you for do. The hood, you know, Colonia.
Yeah.
Our three streets, that's what they say. The outsiders call us three streets. Yeah. We got eight streets, y'all.
Yeah, right.
That's our argument. That's our argument the other day. Somebody had eight streets. I'm going to go, before
and
I leave,
we're
going to
take a tour. We're going to do a documentary.
I was raised in Colonia. I don't think I've counted eight streets, but okay. Okay.
Southside of y'all. But we got eight streets, it's basically for the hood, but we want to reach out to surrounding areas so we can be far out. And every time we give something, it's Colonia this, Colonia that. Of course, it's going to be Colonia because we are putting this together our youth.
That's right. Yeah.
Right.
And I love that. I love it
because guess what? At one point, I ain't going to lie, we was not together. We weren't together at all. And we are coming together slowly but surely, but we have to keep that same energy.
Absolutely.
We can't break apart because if we do, then we lose it all over again.
It's like a good relationship.
It is.
I cannot love you until I learn how to love myself.
It's our anniversary.
Yeah. We're working on loving ourselves. And it's not about just us saying we look out for us. Like, we want to make sure that we're strong first before we try to, you know, expand and do other things.
Fair enough. Okay. What you want to say, Pat?
No, I was about to comment on Colonia. You know, being that I'm a resident, grew up in Harlem, Louisiana, I never seen a neighborhood that just get together like Colonia. You know,
that's true.
To see. I went to high school with a lot of everybody that's from Colonia, and just every time I come to visit Colonia, I'm just starting to see the energy that, you know, that everybody's
unity,
coming together.
And we want unity. We want people to know that people care about them.
Yeah, so it's definitely, we need to expand that throughout St. Charles Parish, and I hope everybody's paying attention.
Right.
We can gather up and just make it stronger. Everybody, we stronger together, man.
That's what we're better together. We're stronger together. I mean, when there's unity, no one really can come break that up.
Yeah, that's right.
That's power and unity. So, can we talk about some upcoming things that's going to happen? Am I kind of putting y'all on the spot?
No, can you tell them about the Prophet's Ball? Because I know we got...
Okay, Prophet's Ball? Wait a minute.
Prophet's Ball. April 6th, right?
April 6th. It was a couple of guys that put this together. One of my brothers.
Yep.
But one of the guys came to me asking me to make a flyer. That's my third business. Graphic design. My third business is graphic design. He came to me and asked me to make the flyer, and when I guess he's very critique of my thing because I done made a million flyers.
He's like
the only
nope,
person
nope.
to like send out a drawing to my phone. This is how I want it mapped out. So when I read it, it said bag chases at the top, and I'm like, this is all guys. We got bag chases in Colonia women's. Like,
so what is a bag chasing?
I mean, people who go out and get that.
No, I thought you said bag chases at the top. I thought it was a group. Listen, I know know what. That's why I'm like, I thought it was like a group or something.
Exactly. When I seen it, I'm like, okay, this. It was like maybe four guys.
Uh huh.
Plus the DJ on the head and that. So. But no women.
Oh, okay.
And they're all from, you know, Kelowna. And I was like, well, they left women out. I gotta get involved.
Right.
So
right.
I was like, I texted him, I said, you know what? I'm gonna do face painting for the kids.
Good.
We went
so wait a minute, now we're adding something else to do face painting.
Yeah, for the kids, for the puppies.
Great hat.
Like a clown?
Yeah. Oh, I'm scared of clowns. No.
Oh, is it?
I'm terrified.
A pretty clown.
So, right, yeah, you can be a pretty
clown. No, I used to be a clown.
Did you? I used to play the Easter Bunny every year for
history about
Montana. Check you out, you used to be a clown?
Yeah, I'm dead serious. Word. You know, I had my own.
I did, right. So, you used to set up, you used to set up and then come back as the clown?
I started off as
Are you still a clown?
I'm always, everybody can think I'm a clown. That ain't
that was too easy. I
just actually dressed up as a clown. Me and my daughter, he used to dress up as a daddy-daughter clown. We go do birthday parties and tie rooms and stuff like
that. I told my boyfriend, my fiance, I said, I want to do
event planning,
event planning, but, you know, costume, you know, dressing up.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, finish one thing at a time. I said, I can handle this. I'm very organized. I'm very organized. I went to school for wedding and event planning.
Work?
I did.
Listen.
I was so serious about the clown business. I was going to school. I was planning on going to school because there's a school
that
teach you how to become
there
a clown.
There is. Vegas is actually one of the biggest places that they have.
It's a big business.
It is a huge business.
You know
it
why
is.
I stopped? Because I had got so popular doing it in the band room.
Mm-hmm.
Then I started feeling like I wasn't good enough.
You were?
Yeah, so people was like, well, so what are you going to do next? I was like, man, I don't know.
Let me tell you something. I'm learning a lot today. I had no idea.
Yeah, but that's Baton Rouge, man. I was really big out there with the party business. So,
right. Well, I knew
the boys and the train,
but I had no idea that you were. Yeah. You knew he was a clown? I mean, that sounds. You knew he dressed. I didn't know disrespect. You knew he dressed up as a clown?
Yeah, I knew.
You don't want to speak?
I had got so serious. I was so serious. So I used to go to parties and stuff with my boys, like in the club. I would go as the clown.
Word. Shut your face.
But I would wear, like, back in the day, Coogee was popular.
Right.
So I would wear, like, Coogee outfits, the nice kicks and stuff. And I had the green wig, but
okay. After this, I need to see some pictures.
I'm trying to find it right now on Facebook. I'm gonna go back.
I never saw it.
People who watching it are gonna be like, yeah, really? What's
yo, that's gonna be a highlight. I'm letting you know right now. That 15 seconds that we have, that's what I need to talk about. So April 6th, Crawfish Bar.
Yeah.
What's gonna be here?
Come on the park.
Park.
Oh, we're back. Okay.
Yeah. We taking it outside. Do it big.
Yes. Word. Okay.
Yeah.
So. In addition to April 6th, what else we got going on?
Well, April 6th, we're going to kick off, we'll do some announcements. We got the Easter egg hunt in the back again this year, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. That'll be that's the end of the month, right? Forgive me for not knowing when Easter is.
He's up here talking
about
we do it
for the kids. Chasing Easter eggs. You can dress up as a bunny if you want.
Why don't you have an adult Easter egg hunt?
Like adults, just come with the
listen
kids.
To me. Yeah. They can come for the kids, but have the kids do an Easter egg hunt and have like every adult that wanna participate, like a $10 cover, right? And you have eggs that have like gift cards in it, money. I've been to a couple of adult Easter egg hunts and it was like pretty dope.
I never heard.
What? Listen to me. Every time a friend has one, and you can get Easter egg, you put gift cards in it or money in it, or some get candy, or some get like a but it's Easter eggs and you hide it in adults. It's a certain amount that you have to pay.
So my Easter egg hunt not good enough.
I'm just for kids. I'm talking for adults.
No, so my Easter egg hunt not good enough.
I'm just saying anything you do is
so basically okay. I shared with you my hopes and dreams. And you told me they weren't good enough.
On camera for everyone to see. I'm just saying. Have some for the adults too. You come out here with these kids, so I'm grateful. But no, I think that'd be a good idea. Just think about that.
All right.
Write that down.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Put it in there. Daytime is that nighttime thing?
Either one. I think you gave them a couple. It's a couple of in order to participate because there are a lot of cash prizes inside the eggs.
Right.
So you got to, so it's a $10. I've been the one that was a $20. You know, and it was several gift cards. They had some eggs that had the miniature alcohol bottles. That was like the school gift. If you get that, that's...
Yeah, we can do it.
Yeah.
First time.
I'm just saying. You had a kid?
Yeah, only
I'm just saying, it's pretty cool.
And watch those job.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm going to come.
Trying to get y'all an idea, you know. I want to participate. I'll pay my cover. Nah.
We put it on the books. It's something for us to think about.
How important it is for us to continue. I know we talked about unity. Mm-hmm. Tell me, why is that so important?
Because, like I said, we focus a lot on the negative. We talk about where we are in our state. You know, people always say, like, we're not where we're supposed to be. We don't support each other like we should.
Mm-hmm.
It took years to get there. I mean, it's going to take an equal amount of years for us to be standing by each other for that to change. Like, I think we have bad, 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 and then we have a splash of good, and we expect things to change too quickly. And then they say, okay, well, we did this, and it didn't get the turnout that we wanted, or we didn't get the reaction from the person that we wanted, so we throw our hands up. Mm-hmm. Like, no, like, it's got to be a continual effort in a positive direction, no matter what comes of it, for people to realize, like, the thing with us is that we want to believe in something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
absolutely.
It's like dealing with people. I always say everything is basically like dealing with people. And a person can show you that good side, show you that good side, show you that good side, but the minute they show you that bad, oh, that's
yeah,
who you are.
Yeah.
Like, look, yeah, I've been right. Good for 10 years.
Yeah. Actually, we got an upcoming podcast on that. And, you know, because you got people defined by that one bad thing that they may have done versus all the awesome things that they've done.
Right. Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? I mean, I think there's some good in everybody, but, you know.
People just always focus on the bad, though. Like, right. That's just automatic. Like, the good don't count. It's the bad.
Yeah. And we want to stop feeding the negativity.
So it's important. Each other is important. I think it's important if they have an event, we all need to show up. And to be supportive is sometimes just being there. Being supportive sometimes, writing a check towards the cause, because stuff is not free. These kids need, I know you give like the backpack giveaway and they're going back to school. I know that's some donations, but I'm being honest with you. I've seen quite a lack. And I've been a part of organizations that has given, and we have to take a lot out of our pocket and kind of give towards a cause. So can you tell everybody how to reach you all on IG, Facebook, Instagram?
The YBS, at YBS Entrepreneurs is our business page. Facebook, Brandon August, Patrick August. You can always follow us on that.
And we are here at Kiki. Now tell us your IG and Facebook one more time.
My Facebook is under my name, Kiki. Don't go look for my real name, because I don't use it. And on Instagram is Kiki Brady Me, Kiki Sweet Creations, and Key Filter Me. That's all three of them.
There you go. And this has been Great Table Talk. Y'all got anything else y'all want to discuss before we head out?
No. Well, we'll go
2019 is going to be a big year, man.
Yeah, it's going to be a big year.
It's going to be a definite big year. We kind of stayed away from the posting so much videos on our YBS page for some, you know, reasons, because we started seeing a lot of our DNA in people's videos. So we kind of held back from all of that. So, but don't think we ain't working.
No, we back to working. We got my boy Vaz over here, man.
We definitely
Vaz, come around up in here, man.
Oh, you want to come around? Yeah.
You want to speak to the camera and tell people your information, man.
Hold on. Let me.
So people can find you for photography, videography needs.
It's the one up here on Platinum Moments Photography on Facebook. Same thing on Platinum Moments Photography on Instagram. He built for your needs, weddings, events, charity work, whatever you got. Just hit me up.
That's it.
I'm going to hit you up when me and Denzel get married. Everything will work out between him and Paul. I mean, I still love you, Denzel.
We got there's a charity event also. I mean, cutie.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's a charity event we're doing. I got with this girl. She had me put the fire with her. But it's they do a prom dress for girls. They're gonna do a prom, get their prom dress, get their makeup done, the whole nine yards, and they're gonna take a picture to keep for this
out. Okay.
It's actually be like a pre-prom situation, and that's totally different.
Okay, so there's gonna be a prom event for dresses, makeup for young ladies. We're going to be posting it to our Great Table Talk page. I guess if you don't have whenever you get the flyer, I'll post it on Great Table Talk.
Yeah, it's going to be really nice. It's the whole nine yards. Decorators, makeup artists, food, the whole nine yards. It's a really nice place.
Can I just show up to eat?
Yeah, you can show up. That's it.
Amen. Oh, word. I can do that. Just can I eat first? Okay, I'm gonna eat first, and then we gonna help the kids. Just, we gotta support each other. So anything y'all have coming up, even those who are watching, if you have something coming up, you have a flyer, a graphic, send it to us, and we'll repost it.
Definitely.
It's all about supporting one another. All right. This has been Great Table Talk, and we out. Bye.
This is it.